This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, July 24th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Support for KUAF comes from the Fayetteville Underground, promoting the visual arts in Northwest Arkansas, supporting artists working to the highest standards, and contributing to the advancement of Fayetteville as a destination city for the arts. Information regarding art shows, concerts, and more available at FayettevilleUnderground.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, education and business leaders are addressing the issue of improving broadband access in public schools. Ruby Brock from Talk Business Arkansas speaks with the chairman of a task force working on this initiative. Plus, we spend some time outside with a Benton County man who has spent years restoring Ozark native prairies.
Also, a business owner brings a unique beat to downtown Springdale with his drum shop. The Ozarks Genealogical Society prepares for its annual conference and more. But first, legal maneuvering continues over Arkansas's ban on most abortions 12 weeks into a pregnancy. A federal judge had already granted a temporary injunction back in May that hindered the new law from being implemented in July. Now, lawyers with the American Civil Liberties Union of Arkansas and the Center for Reproductive Rights want the judge to issue a permanent injunction that will prevent the law from ever being enforced. Lawyer Bettina Brownstein with the ACLU of Arkansas says their request for a summary judgment last week was one more step in a long process.
Would the parties get to file some more stuff, so that'll take a few more weeks. Then it's in the hands of the judge to decide. And, you know, the judge doesn't really have a time limit. She can take as long as she wants. I think we'll get a pretty quick ruling. I can't guarantee it, of course, but she's already decided most of the issues by issuing the preliminary injunction. She just really has to ponder the severability question.
That question is based on the position of the defendants, who assert that certain aspects of Arkansas's ban on abortions can be upheld. The defendants argue the ultrasound can help women make a sound decision on whether to terminate a pregnancy. The Republican-led state legislature enacted the 12-week ban in March when it overrode a veto from Democratic Governor Mike Beebe.
Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport has received a sizable grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation. Members of Arkansas's congressional delegation announced yesterday that the airport has received $3.4 million from the U.S. Department of Transportation. Kelly Johnson is the airport director of XNA. She says while $2.5 million will be used to reimburse the airport for part of the costs of renovations to the concourse, the remainder of the grant will be used in a variety of ways.
We'll be using about $575,000 to add an extra two lanes of pavement to the ramp at the end of the north end of that concourse. So that will allow us to get larger aircraft around the end of the building for parking on the other side. In addition to that, there's $500,000 there for a master plan update. We haven't updated the airport's master plan since 2002. And last but not least is $183,000 for a sweeper truck that we need for all the extra pavement that we've added over the last several years.
Johnson says the master plan will provide a necessary roadmap for planning the future of the airport.
It analyzes the facilities that are here, facilities that are needed. It does aviation forecasting for passengers as well as demand analysis, runway utilization. It encompasses an economic impact for the airport. It touches on a lot of different things. In conjunction with that project, we received a pilot grant last year for $300,000 for a sustainable master plan. So those two projects go hand in hand.
Johnson says discretionary money from the Department of Transportation and the Federal Aviation Administration allows the airport to keep improvements at pace with the number of passengers that use the airport every year.
The city of Fayetteville is working to improve a park on top of Mount Sequoia. The Parks Department is making several improvements to Mount Sequoia Gardens, including installation of an open-air arbor, improving the park's access drive and parking area, and creation of ADA-accessible sidewalks around the park. Carol Jones, a park planner with the city, says the park is designated as a neighborhood park, meaning it's intended to serve the immediate neighborhood and surrounding half-mile radius. She says the park potentially serves about 1,900 residents.
You know, the next closest park is Mount Sequoia Woods or Walker Park, which one has to cross 71 to get to Walker Park from this neighborhood. So these improvements are not just for the neighborhood. They're for all citizens. But they're hopefully going to provide the improved access by car and also the ADA access, the disability access, And also, we hope that it will provide a nice place for people to enjoy the view.
Jones says the park has been owned by the city for several years. Originally used as a water treatment facility, the development into a park began about 15 years ago, well after the city began purchasing water from the Beaver Water District.
A group of citizens approached the Parks Recreation Advisory Board, or PRAB, and said, hey, we would really like to take this into the park system. And in that same year, the city council passed a resolution doing just that. Even though the city already owned the property, they agreed to put it into the park system. And that was in August of 1998. And so since that time, citizens have been interested in there being some sort of overlook at that property since, you know, the views are so great.
The roughly $72,000 improvements are being paid for with parks development funds from the city's hotel, motel, restaurant tax proceeds and should be complete by November.
Public meetings are being held across the state to get residents' input on an update of the state's 10-year solid waste plan. As mandated by state law, the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, the 13 solid waste districts across the state, and other government agencies must assess where the state is at in regards to disposal and reduction of solid waste. Karen Bassett is the Chief Deputy Director of the ADEQ. She says while the original plan from 2003 was focused on improving collection and disposal infrastructure in the state, aimed at curbing illegal dumping along creeks and county roads, much has changed in the draft of this year's plan.
This plan is really focused on diverting waste from landfills and either eliminating it at the source or recycling, reusing it, and doing anything you can with it other than landfilling it, only truly landfilling those things that have no resource value.
Bassett says the reason meetings are being held across the state is so that the plan can be representative not only of the needs and goals of cities, industries, and solid waste districts of the state, but also of the range of Arkansas residents' mindsets on solid waste collection and reduction. She also says the meetings and the 10-year plan serve as a progress report for the solid waste districts.
Each district will be providing a status of where their district currently is, what services they currently provide, what they're thinking about providing to move the district further along. So it really depends on where the district is compared to where these 10-year goals want to take us by 2023. But Northwest Arkansas is a pretty green area, and we think the citizens there will be pushing the envelope for more services. We hope they will.
A public input meeting for the 10-year solid waste plan will be hosted by the Benton County Solid Waste District at 5 o'clock tomorrow night at Centerton City Hall. A similar meeting will be hosted August 2nd by the Boston Mountain Solid Waste District at the Jones Center in Springdale for residents of Washington and Madison counties.
Northwest Arkansas Natural's second game of a three-game series against the Arkansas Travelers was suspended in the 10th inning last night because of a thunderstorm. That game is scheduled to be completed tonight at Arbes Ballpark in Springdale, followed by the originally scheduled Wednesday night ball game.
Partly cloudy tonight with lows from 65 in northwest Arkansas to 71 in the Arkansas River Valley. A slight chance of showers in the Arkansas River Valley tomorrow and highs in the upper 80s across the listening area. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a 60% chance of showers and a low of 67 in northwest Arkansas. And a 40% chance of showers with a low of 71 in the Arkansas River Valley.